You know, Leah, I think every woman in this world is special. Not only me. That's what makes women make the world go round somehow, because I guess they come up with children and they sort of, that tender side of us always lives on. And we get it from our parents. That's where my mother was very tender and very gentle with us. And she was influenced by Mahatma Gandhi, and her influence, she passed it on. So it comes very naturally, you learn from your environment. And that's something, that the kind of life, if you want to live, the good part of it lives on forever. Somewhere or the other, out of the blue, people will come and say, "Oh, I knew your grandfather. I knew your grandmother. She was like this, she was like that," And out of the blue, people have come up, And some kids have come. I went to Nagpur, but my father's side people are in India. And my father was born over there. Now, his mother was from a very rich horse trading family in Bombay. And when the business all went down, they had moved. My grandfather moved the whole family, everyone down to Nagpur, and they went into the first Empress Mills that had opened up to work over there. Years afterwards, I went over with my nephew, and we were trying to find out the family. And I knew some of the family cousins were still there. The one thing I remembered was that their place that the Mills had given the family, my grandparents used to live, and my uncles and all used to live in front of the orange market. That was the only thing that I had, orange market. And my nephew was very keen on getting this family history, more keen than I was. I said, "All right." We were traveling from South to North India. We stopped at Nagpur. We got down from the train, and we told the Tongva, we said, "Take us to the big orange market, And he said, "But that is between the mills and the quarters." I said, "Exactly, that's where we want to go." He said, "What are you going to do over there? I'll take you around, show you Nagpur and all." I
You
said, "No,
don't want
take us there."
to go
We went to this big market, and we went to an old man. We said, "Do you know this family?" He said, "They live just there." He said, "They just live over there." So we went to the house. The house was locked. Now, so we sat on the doorstep, and because my dad was the youngest, so we were the younger cousins. My cousin was much, much older. He was older than my dad, actually, because there were seven brothers, and he was much older. He comes along wobbling, and a thing, and so I told him who I was. "Oh, come on in, come on in." We went into the house, he showed us all the pictures, and he talked about everything, and we got a whole lot of information on the family that way. And then out of
Nice.
the blue, this thing,
Nice.
and a thing, and all, he told us about great granddad, what he used to do, how he loved the birds, and they were so poor. My grandma used to make that flatbread for supper. He would take, come, and if there were 5 or 10 first made, you would take the whole lot out and bake them into little bits and feed the birds with it. And she, poor thing, she used to get so upset, but that's what my great grandfather was. And he would take, and then young, not young, he was young when my grandfather had first moved in. And he said, "When we were children," he said, "I remember every evening, your grandfather would dress up, then after working the factory dress thing, put us all, because in those days they had the carriages." He said he used to put us children in the carriage and take us for a ride and buy us the Indian sweets and bring us back home in the evening. That was him. He did that. And he used to get all the old crates that the oranges used to be this thing, the fact from the factory. He used to get all the old crates with the fabrics and the cotton and all used to be shipped in a thing to Manchester at that time. So Then they were giving them to the factories in India. So they were still in these wooden boxes. So he would take the old wood, make boxes, and sell them for them to pack the oranges.
Yeah,
It's
gosh, he's
recycled.
interesting.
So
Yeah.
all
Reuse,
this, you
recycle.
come to know
Yeah.
of how your family, the good lives on, you know. Even be today, if you went to Nagpur, I'm sure there would be somebody or the other who would be. That's why I told you about your family history. Go where the names are and all, and definitely find somebody talking about the family.
Is it